Now, Mitchells Plain residents are upset over the news that two local community health facilities are set to close. Residents were surprised when they found out on social media that Ashridge Clinic and Rocklands Clinics were earmarked for closure. These health clinics provide vital services for the communities, and residents worry that they will need to travel further to access services if these centres are closed. MACO member for Community Service and Health, Patricia van der Ross, joins you now in conversation. Patricia, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, Abungile, and thanks for the invitation.
Thank you so very much. Can we first of all confirm that indeed these two clinics will be closing?
Abungile, I can truthfully tell you at this stage, we cannot give you an answer. So not at this stage.
Okay, so where are the reports coming from? And just for our understanding, because we have it from the Independent Online, the community is also under the impression that these clinics will be closing. And you're saying at this stage there's no such talks, or are there talks? Where are these rumors coming from?
What I can tell you that this is in line with the January 2021 City of Cape Town resolution that was made, which seeks a transfer of city healthcare functions to the Western Cape government, which is, in fact, a constitutional functional holder for healthcare. Further to that, I want to say that with the WPG and the City of Cape Town, we are currently considering how best to arrange facilities and resources to deliver a comprehensive healthcare package service to the relevant communities.
So the communities seem to be, as we've said, of the idea that these clinics or these facilities are going to be closing. Has there been any communication with the communities to sit them down to say, no, there will be no such things happening, or this is where we are right now? Are we having conversations with the community?
As you know, that I am newly appointed into the position, but I can comfortably tell you that the city is aiming to make sure that should discussions like this happen, we will make the time and commit to actually have full consultation with residents. This process will include community engagement and to ensure healthcare services are designed around the actual needs of residents.
Patricia, thank you so very much for that. I just want to bring in Norman Yanchis, who the Mitchells Plain United Residents are from the Mitchells Plain United Residents Association. Norman, you can hear from the MACO member for Community and Services and Health saying that as things stand right now, there will be no closures of any health facilities. What's your comment as the community?
We find it strange that the councillor says that there was a council resolution a year ago where they're looking at transferring or closing these two facilities. So it's out there in the community, but at no stage, we as a registered organization, we on the city's databases as a community organization, we were never approached. So we're quite disgusted that the discussion seems to be ongoing between whoever, and we totally marginalized in this whole process. And we know people need to, if these facilities are going to be closed, people will have to travel long distances. And these clinics serve people with STD problems, with TB, as well as babies. So for us, it's very concerning that there's no engagement with us at all. They're talking on that level, but there's no discussion with us.
All right. Norman, but from what Patricia is saying now is that there's no need per se for the community to be involved in this right now because there is not necessarily any talks to this closure. Are you then, as the community, comfortable with this, Stan?
No, we're not comfortable. Who's talking to who, you know? They must tell us what their challenges are, and together with them we could seek solutions. Now they're talking amongst themselves, and at the end of the day, once they've made a decision, then they come to us, then they call it consultation. But that's merely then informing us of what they've decided.
Patricia, can I bring it back to you once again? And I don't know if perhaps this is an exact summary of what you've just said, but please do correct me if it's not. What you are saying is there are conversations happening, but at the set time, nothing is on paper and there will be no closures commencing. And when the time comes, the community will be consulted.
What I am saying, Abungile, is that this stems from a resolution that was taken in 2021. We've got the part of the investigation on our desk. Now is the time to actually do the engagements and go out there and see how feasible is this for a closure to happen. So I cannot say the closure will be happening, but what I can say is, and a commitment from my side, that I will be going to the different clinics and I will be checking the distance between the clinics, and I will be looking at the funding uncertainties as soon as our directorate and our officials comes to me and say, listen, this is the card, this is our cards on the table, and we will definitely be doing engagement and consultation with the residents affected.
May I just ask, Patricia, that, I mean, in the resolution that you took back in time, what were some of the reasons perhaps highlighted to even have the conversation around closing the two clinics? If you can share.
Yes, one of the reasons was funding uncertainty and shortfall, and another reason was service inefficiency. That means that the smaller clinics is not offering a complete basket of service which our provincial department or our provincial health will be offering. And getting that full complement is basically the ultimate thing that we want to make sure that our residents get the full complement of service.
All right. Patricia, thank you so, so very much for that.